Well, hello, radio listeners. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Thrift Shop features a flexible, evolving playlist. It's an homage to the underground era of broadcasting from the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up listening to. It's a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, a variety of cassette tapes, and homemade and self-released CDs. Every broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised playlist and occasional themes that delve into the Thrift Shop music library.
Every direction. crest of each wave, rise and stifle. What would you say if you had to leave today? Leave everything behind, go for ones who shine. If put to the test, would you step back from the line of fire? Hold everything back, all emotions and desires.
Back from the line of fire.
a track from Lanterna's most recent LP, which is actually called Backyards, and that was released back in 2015 on Independent Project Records. We heard the tune Island Lake. Started the program off with two tunes of the band Junip, featuring Jose Gonzalez on guitar and vocals. Live on KEXP, we heard In Every Direction and Line of Fire. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, an ever-evolving program. You never know what you're going to hear, and it's never the same program twice or even once.
It's a little bit like playing Where's Waldo, with Waldo being a few hundred million years old. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Once you know what you're looking at and what you're looking for, you can start to recognize them all over. A large part of geology is learning how to look at the rocks, how to see. And for most people, it's just a gray rock. But when you look at it in detail, you see these little white things in here, these curved structures. They sort of look like a crescent moon shape. It's a side view of the shell.
Stephen Shimrich is a professor of geology and earth sciences at SUNY Ulster County Community College. He's talking about the challenge of finding fossils, which is a blend of science and the art of seeing.
It's a matter of recognizing the pattern. Having seen it before, it pops out at you. Once you start to find one, it becomes easier to find others. So as you look at the side of the rock outcrop here, you'll notice you don't see a whole lot of fossils. But if we go around and go on to the top of the rock outcrop, you can see the entire surface is just full of fossil shells. What you're looking at as you're standing here is a floor of an ancient sea. This rock unit dates back to a period of time the geologists call the Devonian period, somewhere between 350 and 400 million years old, these rock units along the highway here. That particular fossil is really only found pretty much in this rock unit. So if you find the fossil, you actually know what rock unit you're in. It's an organism that only lived for a very specific period of time, the time when this rock was sediment in the floor of an ancient sea.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're heard every day on Shyampa Radio, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please check in at shyampa.org. We're also heard every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS, where the program's been for 22 years now. WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Now we're going to delve into a set by my absolute favorite band that I have found in the year 2021. They've been around for over a decade. They're from Puerto Rico and Brooklyn, and they're incredibly creative. You're going to hear hints of Cocteau Twins, but they're incredibly original. This is a band called Balin. Let's jump into some tunes.
My sleep.
Three selections from the CD Prisma Tropical, released in 2018 by Balin. You can find their music at balin.bandcamp.com. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be digging back into the crates in just a moment.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A volcanic island in the western Pacific Ocean just can't settle down. After not changing much for thousands of years, it's undergone a series of eruptions in recent decades. That's made it much bigger, and the eruptions may not be done. Nishinoshima is about 600 miles south-southeast of Tokyo. It's the tip of a volcano that rises 2 miles from the ocean floor. Before 1973, the island was only a couple of thousand feet wide, and its volcanic cone rose only a few dozen feet above the waves. And the volcano probably hadn't erupted in 10,000 years. In May 1973, though, it roared to life. It created a small second island. As the eruption continued, the islands merged. Another big eruption came along in 2013. It also formed a new island. But lava quickly paved over the whole complex. The merged island covered a square mile, and its volcanic cone towered 450 feet above it. Other eruptions followed, with another big one starting in 2020. This one was more violent than the previous ones. Columns of steam and ash rose 5 miles into the air. Big blocks of rock, known as bombs, were blasted up to a mile away. And flowing lava expanded the island even more. By August, it had grown to 1.6 square miles, with the volcano rising higher than ever. The style of this eruption suggests it could go on for a while, keeping Nishinoshima from settling down. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You've ventured into the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's always something spinning on the turntable. Thank you. three tracks from a brand new vinyl LP by Tommy Guerrero. That was Mysterious Frequencies, Rise of the Earth People, and Evolution Revolution. Great album. It's called Sunshine Radio, highly recommended by ye old DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
a set of some relatively new music from 2021. Ben Pirani with More Than a Memory. Before that, we heard the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio with Inner City Blues. And we started that set off with Amanda Whiting, Little Sunflower. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you'd like to listen again, all of the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all, dot net. We're going to cruise out for this week. Until next time, wishing you many blessings and lots of good music.